Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to you. Woo! This is the Fat Guy with a Phone. Fat Guy with a Phone Productions proudly presents another episode of our podcast. This one, some father and son fun happening here as myself. I'm Rick Goreski, by the way, the Fat Guy with a Phone. Usually I'm talking to you about fantasy football and other fun sport things. Tonight we're going to spin over to WrestleMania. Tonight is WrestleMania 33. And co-hosting with me tonight is the Hardy Boy himself, my son, Christopher Goreski. Christopher, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Why don't we kick off the show? There's a little bit of echo, buddy, so go ahead and I'm going to shut the door here so that nobody can hear the interference. But why don't you tell everybody how you got the nickname Hardy Boy?
Well, I went to a wrestling show, it was House of Hardcore, it was a Blizzard Brawl, and got to meet Colt Cabana, and he's like, hi, Hardy Boy. Then also, I was at a Bruce City wrestling show.
Well, yeah, tell him why he called you that, though, buddy.
Well, I was wearing I had this Jeff Hardy sweatshirt I got for my birthday, that's why. It was like the Jeff Hardy thing that he wears in the ring. Which then I went to a Bruce City wrestling show, and he called me out saying, Hardy Boy. And that's kind of how I got it.
That's how you got the nickname. So Colt Cabana nicknamed you the Hardy Boy.
And Beer City Bruiser.
So that's right. I forgot about that part. But here we are. Beer City Bruiser, by the way, took part in that big Ring of Honor card yesterday, which
Super
was down in Orlando.
Honor.
Yeah, he had some cool tweets out this morning about that, and he was already having a few beers this morning on his way back. He was at some cigar bar. But, hey, let's get going before we run out of time because this show has a hard stop. We want to watch WrestleMania, everything from the kickoff show on. So let's dig into today's show. We're going to talk about WrestleMania. We're going to talk a little bit about NXT TakeOver, which took place last night. As we record this, it's April 2nd, April 1st, April Fool's Day. It was no Fool's Day going down in Orlando for NXT. It was a tremendous card. What did you think of the card yesterday?
I thought it was great, and I thought that Nigel might get in trouble for saying Ring of Honor in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell everybody what you mean.
We're watching it, and afterwards he's saying something like, this has been a great show at Ring of Honor instead of NXT.
That's right. For anybody that didn't watch, what Christopher's talking about is the announcer, Nigel, came over from Ring of Honor, used to work with them, and there was a match where they brought out a character, something Black was his name.
Aleister Black.
And
Andre Cien Almas.
After that, I think that was the match. At the end of that match, he said, you know, this is going to be a guy to be reckoned with here in Ring of Honor. And I didn't even catch it right away. Christopher caught it right away, and it has been popping up all over the websites and the Twitter universe. So he's, I'm sure, going to get a little talking to, but he probably feels as bad as anybody. He probably feels worse about it himself. But NXT, I thought, was a great show. I thought the women's match was fantastic. That kind of stole the show. The tag team match was incredible. That was the best tag team match I've seen. It wasn't just the moves and everything, but it was the ring psychology and the drama and the way they kind of sucked you in, and the bad guy team and the good guy team working together. DIY and the Revival working together. What did you think, pal?
I think it was great, and I was kind of surprised by the Authors of Pain winning because I thought Revival was going to win.
I thought the Authors of Pain would win. They're just the hottest thing they have going down there, and just they have a great thing going, and I hope they keep it going all the way up to WWE, and WWE, I hope they don't screw it up once they get there. But the other match of note, there were several matches. They were all good matches. They were, but the heavyweight match at the end of the night was great, too, with Bobby Roode and how do you pronounce his name, buddy?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke. I know Nakamura part, I got that down. So it's Shinsuke. Some people say Shinsuke, but that was a good match. Bobby Roode came out on top. A lot of people speculating that we might see Nakamura up at WrestleMania tonight even.
The Battle Royale.
I don't know if it would be the Battle Royale, but that is a great segue into WrestleMania because we are, as we tape this, we are about 38 minutes away from the kickoff show, and it's my understanding that the kickoff show is going to feature the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So, controversy right now, as reports on the internet are that five wrestlers are being replaced, that they have been removed. I forgot to look up beforehand. I'm just going to go off memory. I believe they were said the Vaudevillains were out. They said, who's the small Mexican masked wrestler?
Kalisto.
Yeah, they pulled him. And
are they replaced him with Big Damo? That's the big guy in Sanity in NXT. I heard he's going to be in it.
Well, we're talking about first telling everybody who got pulled. Boy, he got suspended for pulling Vince McMahon's arm to let Stephanie go by.
Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, Titus O'Neil, and I forget who the other person is, but there were rumors that there were five guys that were supposed to be in the match that got pulled.
Apollo
and
Crews.
There was a rumor that one guy from NXT was being brought in, and I can't remember if it was Perfect 10.
No, it was the Sanity guy, Big Damo.
No, he might be a different thing, like a surprise announcement. This was this morning. This was on the news, buddy. The point is that there are some rumors about guys getting pulled down, but Aiden English from the Vaudevillains went on Twitter to say that the rumors weren't true and that he was going to be there and participating in the Battle Royal. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens with the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. What do you think is going to happen with the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? It is always, Battle Royals are awesome, especially in WrestleMania. I remember the first Battle Royal they had at WrestleMania 2, and it was fantastic. It was a really good Battle Royal, some NFL players mixed in. Last year they brought Shaq out, and it made no sense, and I didn't like it at all, so that whole Shaq angle flopped. But who do you think is going to win this year, pal?
I think Mojo Rawley will, because they've been pushing him a little hard on SmackDown. He was the first person to actually get into the Battle Royale, and it just seems fitting because they usually have the big guys win. There's not really any big guys this year, it seems, by the looks of it.
I'm looking up the card so that I can see who is in it, but I tell you right now, Braun Strowman is the guy that I think is going to win that. But maybe it's too obvious, though. It kind of feels almost too obvious to think that. But Braun Strowman is just a beast right now. I don't know how they didn't find room for him to take part. I know he wants to face The Undertaker. I read an interview about that before. But Sami Zayn's in it. Dolph Ziggler's in it. The Big Show. This is rumored to be Big Show's last WrestleMania, that he's going to potentially retire after this. So
he won WrestleMania 31, though.
I know. It's just that he's the closest thing to Andre the Giant, and it is the Andre the Giant Memorial. So, but I think Braun Strowman, I think this is his day, and I'd be surprised unless they're going to set up some angle where somebody does something goofy to get Braun Strowman out of the ring and either lures him out or, you know, tricks him into getting tossed out. But that aside, go ahead, buddy. You got something else on the Royal?
What about, Mark Henry? Because I haven't really been showing him since he beat Braun Strowman, so Mark Henry could come in and throw Braun Strowman out. That could build a feud for another pay-per-view.
Well, Mark Henry is going to be there. that was announced this morning. That was one of the guys I was trying to think of that was added in. Mark Henry is joining the Battle Royal today, so I'm still going to go with Braun Strowman as my my guess. So I'm going to put you down for Mojo, and I'm going to say Braun Strowman, and I'll write these down so that we can do a post another show where we talk about who won.
Yeah.
So, buddy, let's move on. Now, these matches aren't necessarily in the order that they're going to happen in real life. This is just the way that Christopher and I wrote them down. But we've got the next match is going to be the Cruiserweight Championship. Neville, flippity-floppity-flippity, versus Austin Aries.
The greatest man that ever lived.
Yes, from Milwaukee. We are in Wisconsin, so...
I think he's going to win.
Milwaukee's own Austin Aries, and I am going to go along with you. I do think that they have built this up really well, and Austin Aries, I think he's going to win this one too. And what's fascinating is, would he have won sooner? I know that the angle played out into WrestleMania. I would ask, would he have won the title sooner if he hadn't accidentally gotten popped by Nakamura? Remember that when he got hit and he had that gigantic welt?
On his
eye. It all swelled up. I don't remember if he got stitches or not, but that was several months ago, and I just wonder if he had to go on the shelf for a short period of time, which led to the whole announcer thing. And,
yeah, commentating.
Yeah, and that just it naturally built into everything, and it's worked very well, and it's probably going to be a great match because Neville and Austin Aries are two of the best cruiserweights there in the WWE.
Well, they're kind of like the only ones because they don't really show the other ones as much. Only on TV, they only show the champion and the challenger. Then they have their own cruiserweight show.
Now, Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho is the next match. They're going to fight for the U.S. title. The list of Jericho has Kevin Owens' name on it. KO is at the top of the list of Jericho right now for that attack that he made. All I gotta say is I can't believe all that priceless artwork that got ruined during that attack. It wasn't just that he attacked his best friend. It's the fact that I think he said that one statue cost $10,000.
Yeah, but, like, what if the New Day interferes with that? Because remember, a few months back, Jericho's going nuts and he's saying, New Day, you make a list, and they're all freaking out. What if New Day interferes with that since there's a host of WrestleMania?
I don't know. That's really interesting, though, is where will the New Day... of course, they'll be coming out. They'll be doing little vignettes and interviews, and they'll have their ice cream cart. But
The Rock did the same a few WrestleManias back when he hosted. But he interfered in the John Cena Miz match, which built the match for the year after Cena and Rock, which they did a rematch the year after that.
I just can't tell you, buddy. I don't know... That's a really interesting thing, though, is to try to think about where they might come down to a match somewhere in here. But what I do know is that Chris Jericho got Kevin Owens something from the Guggenheim, was that Sweden's famed sculptist, minimalist, maximalist sculptor. Fascinating artwork that Kevin Owens just trashed. And I, for that reason, I want to pick Chris Jericho, but I think I'm going to pick Kevin Owens. I think somehow Kevin Owens cheats and steals and wins his way to the U.S. title.
I think Jericho might, because he's been playing pretty well with the title. When he does come out with it, he's been using it pretty well. He's never been a U.S. champion until now, so now he just became like a Grand Slam champion like a month or so ago.
I'd love to see Jericho win, but I just have a feeling that his run is winding down here in the WWE, and he's going to... I heard him in an interview say he's taking off time to go do a concert and everything, so he could win and maybe drop the belt tomorrow on Raw, but let's move on. Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin for the Intercontinental Championship, the belt that is the belt that I think of every time I think of wrestling. 30 years ago, WrestleMania 3, I was your age, I was watching WrestleMania 3, and that was the best match ever. Randy Savage, Macho Man Randy Savage versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat for the Intercontinental title. And here we are 30 years later, Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin. Lots of heat Baron Corbin almost killed Dean Ambrose with a forklift. How ridiculous was that? You can't put a forklift on somebody's neck.
And then they kind of fire Styles for that, even though Corbin's going around, like, almost killing people.
Dean Ambrose is lucky that Baron Corbin cannot operate a forklift properly, or else he would be dead.
Yeah.
So who do you say comes out of this one, Ambrose versus Corbin?
I think Ambrose, because when he comes out of the title, the fans go nuts, and he's so popular with the fans. But I also think since Vince likes Corbin so much, he could win also. But I'm going to go Dean.
I'm going to go with Baron Corbin, man. I think they've been pushing Baron Corbin very hard for a long time now, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to guess that Baron gets the win somehow by hook or crook. I do think it'll be something will happen to distract Ambrose, or it'll be somebody comes down to the ring.
Raw guy?
I don't know. This could be a match where somebody interferes. Somebody from NXT that's coming up maybe wants to side with Corbin. Not sure. Maybe a manager. Corbin could use a manager, I feel. Not Paul Heyman necessarily, but maybe they've got a different manager that they'd like to bring up. And either way.
Paul Ellering.
He's got his hands full with the champs. Next thing to talk about, the SmackDown Ladies Championship, the six-way match. Six-way women's championship match. Alexa Bliss, the champion, who I think is fantastic, versus Becky Lynch, versus Natalia, versus Mickey James, versus Carmella, versus Naomi. A lot of pressure. Let me start out by explaining that this match was initially on the pre-show, the kickoff, and due to pressure from social media, WWE moved the match back onto the main card. I mean, there were rumors as to whether it was ever on the main card, but it was then set to go into the pre-match, the kickoff show, and then it got moved to the regular card. I say a couple things real quick. It's kind of a dangerous precedent that social media is many times used to push different agendas. And
localize your opinions.
I think it's just a little dangerous that WWE might regret moving this match based on that, because it could end up making for more situations where people take to social media and it's not an organic movement, it's a forced movement. But the thing that I want to say about this match is that, oddly enough, it's not necessarily a punishment to be on the kickoff show. And the reason why I say that is because the kickoff show is shown on regular cable television. You don't need to have the WWE Network or a pay-per-view, you know, pay $50 to $100 for a pay-per-view to see that. So I think having that match on the kickoff show, they might have gotten more exposure than what they're going to get now.
Well, that's only a second hour of the kickoff, so got to remember that. They're only showing the second hour on TV.
But you don't know where they would have put this match. Last year, they put the ladies' match on the kickoff show, which was showed on USA Network. So all I'm pointing out is that it's, you know, I was surprised when they weren't going to have this match because it's a title match. I think all title matches should be on regular WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But thinking about it for the people that are wanting to see more equality with women wrestling versus male wrestling, you know, they might have gotten more exposure if they were on the kickoff show.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the match, the hell with politics. Alexa Bliss has been, I think she's just fantastic. And she does great things. She's always, you can see her on Twitter, as much as she plays a bad girl in real life, she's out there with little girls and taking pictures and spending time with the fans and inspiring girls. I think that's great. Becky Lynch does the same thing. I mean, a lot of the girls do. And it's an interesting match. Naomi is in her hometown of Orlando. Naomi, I think, was the original plan was probably for her to come into this match as the champion. I used to call Naomi the most underrated female superstar in WWE, and I still think she's fantastic, and I was so happy when she won that title, and I got the feeling that she's going to win that title back in this match. What do you think?
I think Naomi, but also Mickey James can I think she might win because she kind of paved the way for all of them back in, like, 2004 when she was fighting Trish Stratus. It would kind of be fitting for her to win because you never know when her last WrestleMania could be because she's starting to get older now. And plus, Naomi and the rest of them are still pretty young, so I think Mickie James could win this.
Put you down for Mickie James, and we did see Mickie James in Waukesha. She was fantastic, and she looked like she... Yep, the House of Hardcore. Mickie James looked like she had as much energy as anybody in the building, no matter what their age was. So, I think it's going to be Naomi or Alexa Bliss. I think one of those two is going to come. But if I had to pick just like a, hey, this could happen, it would be Natalya. I just have a feeling that she could sneak out of this match. So we both think that Naomi's got a good shot. You're saying your second pick is Mickie James. My second pick is Alexa Bliss, but my dark horse is going to be Natalya.
Well, apparently now you can follow Natalya's cat on Twitter.
Yeah, from the Hall of Fame show.
Yeah.
Raw tag title ladder match is next. The tag team championships, currently held by Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, are going to be on the line against not one, but two teams. Tell them who they are.
Enzo and Cass and Cesaro and Sheamus.
That's right. So what are you thinking about this match, pal? Who's coming out?
I'm thinking Gallows and Anderson. They're most likely. They've been pretty good at the championships so far. Why not keep them going? First championships they've won.
I think Enzo and Cass win their first tag title in this. So you have Gallows, Anderson.
Gallows and Anderson are champions.
I've got Enzo and Cass coming out of this one as the title holders. Wouldn't it be crazy if Sheamus and Cesaro shock us all and they walk away with the belts?
That could be pretty cool to see.
Now, this is a ladder match. This is not just a regular tag match. It has turned into a ladder match. Sheamus got one hell of a chunk.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it. Guy had a giant chunk
at the
missing.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, out of his head, right above his eye.
Hall of Famers kept on making puns at him.
Well, it happened on Raw the Monday beforehand, but
yeah.
It was. I saw a picture of it online, and it was unbelievable. That it was so deep, that cut was massive, and I'm surprised. I know they're probably going to shoot him up with something to numb the pain, but I'll tell you this much. You watch Sheamus in this match, and I think everybody, win, lose, or draw, should tip their hat to this guy in this one because he's playing hurt right now, and that was a massive, massive gouge. That wasn't just a little, he didn't just get busted open. It was a deep, deep wound and took a lot of stitches to stitch up. I wouldn't doubt if he starts bleeding again, even though the policy, I think, of the WWE is they don't like
no
that.
Blood.
But he could naturally start bleeding with that wound. And another thing to watch out here, very, very lots of buzz right now is the way that I'll say it about
Hardys.
The Hardys showing up in this match, laying everybody out and taking the titles.
To prove Nick Mahan that he's wrong.
Now, the Hardys did, Broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero did just wrestle yesterday the
Supercard of Honor.
Yep, that's right, for Ring of Honor, and they did lose to the Young Bucks. But the speculation is that was a short-term assignment while they were waiting to get into the WWE. And I guess this morning there was some kind of party going on, and one of the people at the party, it was like a fan fest kind of party with the Hardys, and they said a WWE vehicle pulled up in front of the party. Was that to take the Hardys to the arena? I don't know, but I don't even know how the hell they – figured out it was a WWE car unless it had a sticker on it or something. But there's a lot of speculation running rampant that you might see the Hardys come out to this match. If the Hardys come out as part of this match,
that'd be awesome.
If they come out and they're part of this match, boy, do they give the Hardys the title if they're somehow taking part in the match?
Most likely, because they're like the kings of the ladder match.
But the WWE never likes to nod their hat at talent coming in. Not anymore. Different from the days when Ric Flair came in and they were happy to hand him the belt. This is something where
Could be like a twist.
Would that legitimize TNA and Ring of Honor if the Hardys came in and were handed the WWE Championship right away?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with Enzo and Cass, but I do think the Hardys maybe come out.
I think Gallows and Anderson, but if the Hardys came out and if they were part of the match, they would probably win. And also, speaking of like people getting signed, Drew Galloway, which that's what he was in TNA, that's what he's called. He actually now re-signed with NXT. That's why they were showing him on TV yesterday.
All right, buddy, we got just about 15, 20 minutes left here, so let's kick it in gear. The next match, the mixed tag team match, the It Couple, the Miz and Maryse versus John Cena and Nikki Bella. I got to start off by saying, God, I love the spoof vignettes that Miz and Maryse put together. I can't get enough of that. This is just fantastic, all the way up to Miz's portrayal of Daniel Bryan. Oh, no, I can't eat this. I'm a vegan.
Where's that phone book?
I need a phone book. That was fantastic. Then the Miz and Maryse are doing the best work of their careers right now. And, gosh, that was just so funny, all of those little things. But it's going to get real in a hurry because it's amazing. I think we have to tip our hat to Miz, Maryse, John Cena, and Nikki Bella for helping make people care about this match, because when it was first stated, I think everybody said, what the heck? You know, what a waste, you know, of all these people, put them in this match for what? And they've really taken this and done something with it, and I give them all the credit in the world. I think Miz and Maryse come out on top on this one, against the odds as it is. I think Miz and Maryse come out on top.
I do, too.
But
because Cena's taking time right after WrestleMania to shoot Daddy's Home 2, because he was in the end of the first one.
But the rumors are that Cena and Bella will win and that Cena will propose to Nikki Bella. And they did let Miz and Maryse take some heavy shots. So right now, you know, I'm going with Miz and Maryse just because I love the Miz so much and his lovely wife. Let's go to Raw Women's Championship. The Raw Women's Championship elimination match. Bayley versus Charlotte versus Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. Charlotte, the title holder right now. No, Bayley's the title holder right now.
Yeah, because Charlotte got screwed over.
Well, listen, let me click a button here. What do you think is going to happen? They've really made Nia Jax into an unstoppable force. Sasha Banks has a real beef with her to settle. Charlotte and Bayley, what's going to happen here? It's an elimination match. Who does it come down to and who wins?
I think Bayley, because like, they've been playing her up so much and how she's the champion, how she's worked her whole life for this and all the NXT and all that, how she's longer than all the rest of them in NXT. I think she might win with how her story is and how usually WWE plays it up.
I think that Sasha Banks and Nia Jax eliminate each other somehow, or somehow one gets eliminated and then comes back and causes the other to get. I think Nia Jax is going to come out very powerful, very strong, and that something's going to happen that will set the two of them up for a future pay-per-view match, you know, maybe in a state or something. I think it'll come down to Charlotte and Bayley, and I do think Charlotte takes the title back, and we might see Asuka.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Asuka maybe makes an appearance.
Screwed over Ember Moon.
Yeah, I'm not going to predict it. I just have a feeling that Asuka will be brought up without losing the title. But
like
she's in the middle of that undefeated streak right now, and she's
going to be Goldberg,
you know,
streak.
Yeah, I mean, that aside, I do. I'm going to put Charlotte in here. And you say who, buddy?
I say Bayley.
Okay, Bayley. Now, we're testing our new membership for Blog Talk Radio here. So usually they give you some extra time if you hit the point where the show runs out of time. Usually there's a 15-minute buffer. I don't know if they still do that. If the show ends abruptly, sorry, thanks for listening this far. But we're going to keep going and talk about the rest of the matches. Next up is AJ Styles, the Phenomenal One, versus Mr. Money, Shane McMahon. Who do you think's going to win?
I think Styles. But I think he might get screwed over by Shane because Brian could come out and say this is now a no disqualification since he's like their general manager. I think that Brian can come out and say, you know what, let's make WrestleMania more fun, let's make it more Ultimate. It's now a no disqualification match, and Styles will be stunned, and Shane McMahon will be all happy doing his dance in the ring.
I think Shane McMahon wins this match. I think Shane, I just get this feeling like he's going to win this match unless there's something underhanded goes on. And I think this will be one of the best matches of the night, by the way. I think this will be just a great, great match. Shane's always a great performer, and AJ Styles is one of the best performers of his generation.
Well, Shane, he can still go pretty far, like with his match against Undertaker last year.
Yeah, but that's, like AJ said, this is a regular match, though. And I think Shane also can do a lot of wrestling. He doesn't have to do extreme stuff.
Yeah.
But let's go, buddy. We got several matches left to go. So Triple H versus Seth freaking Rollins. A non-sanctioned match, no rules. What do you say?
Rollins?
It's
Triple H, he's like 50 now, isn't he? He's pretty old.
It doesn't matter how old he is.
Still,
Rollins is on a bad knee, if we believe what we're seeing.
But you don't even know because they almost over-exaggerated it.
I think Rollins wins as well. I think it's a storyline that is long been in the making, and I'm glad they're going to finally be able to do it, and I just hope Rollins' knee in real life can hold up in this match. No idea how it'll be played off, though, as far as the no rules thing.
Triple H sledgehammer, that's going to come in. Maybe DX, then NWO with Rollins. Build something huge up for SummerSlam or Survivor Series.
I think Samoa Joe is who will come down. Which, by the way, wasn't he in a match? Wasn't he supposed to face somebody?
I don't think so,
actually. Did
they
miss something? Maybe he's going to come out in that Battle Royal.
Probably.
See, if, now, there you go. If Samoa Joe's in that Battle Royal, and if Braun Strowman gets somehow tossed out or something, then Samoa Joe, I think, would be your winner.
I still think Raleigh, because they've been pushing him pretty hard.
So next up, guys, SmackDown World Heavyweight Championship, the belt that I say is still the heavyweight championship. That is the belt that goes back in time to your Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, go all the way back in time, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Bruno Sammartino. That is the original title. Even Ric Flair brought that belt over from NWA, and when everything merged, what is now the SmackDown World Heavyweight Championship, you know, Universal Championship aside, I still look at that favorably. Going again 30 years ago, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3, all for that title. It's going to be Bray Wyatt, the title holder, versus Randy Orton. What do you think?
I think Bo Dallas is going to win.
Destroyer of Worlds or Out of Nowhere, RKO?
I think Randy Orton, because how they played it and how he destroyed his house and everything, I think they might have Randy Orton win this, but they could have interference by Bo.
I think Bray Wyatt wins it, and I do think there's going to be interference in this match, whether Luke Harper. Now, let me say it this way. I think Bray Wyatt's going to win, but I think no matter who wins, it's going to be interference, whether that's Luke Harper coming down to the ring and causing Bray to lose, or whether it is a newly bearded Bo Dallas coming down to the ring to help his brother Bray Wyatt win. I don't think it's a coincidence Bo Dallas is growing a beard, and they might be bringing him into that Wyatt clan because he is a talented performer. The whole Bull Leave gimmick didn't really go anywhere, but he's also part of Marine 5, if I'm not mistaken, the Miz's latest movie. So there you go. That's our SmackDown Heavyweight Championship predictions. Two matches left, Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker.
I just want to point out that the second Roman Reigns appeared on screen at the Hall of Fame, there was a chorus of boos.
Oh, I got to tell everybody about the funny thing on Twitter. So somebody took a screenshot of their television during, they had their, what is that called?
Captions? closed
Yeah, the closed caption on, so it was saying the words for deaf people to be able to read what was being said. And when they showed Roman Reigns, it said cheers and applause. And the guy on Twitter said, oh, typical WWE lying to deaf people, because it was not cheers and applause, people. It was boos.
Yeah, it was, of course, a boos.
Roman Reigns, my prediction, a Superman punch and a spear from Roman Reigns will happen.
I think Undertaker could, because just the streak of 20 years, and if it's his last WrestleMania, have him go out with a bang. I think Undertaker on this one, just how much respect he has and how much they hate Reigns.
Well, I think Roman Reigns wins because Roman Reigns has lost like 5 times in the last 15 years.
And plus,
Andre the Giant might lose to Roman Reigns right now, the way Vince is booking him.
Vince is like his favorite person on the roster is Roman Reigns. You all know that.
Well, again, Undertaker and Reigns, we're getting some echo here, buddy. So let's wrap this up. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship.
Goldberg.
What's going to happen?
I think Goldberg, some might call him Oldberg on Twitter or Instagram because he's now 15 and he's saying how he's actually sore from wrestling and training and he's miserable and something like that. So I think Goldberg might win it because if he's this old, might as well. And plus, he's already beat Brock like 4 times, or no, 3 times.
So who do you think is going to win?
I think Goldberg.
Goldberg's going to win.
Even though he's beaten Brock in like 2 seconds each match.
I'm going to say Brock Lesnar wins. Brock Lesnar becomes the new Universal Heavyweight Champion.
I think it might be Goldberg because, like, he's starting to get old also.
Well, that's it. Let's go ahead and start wrapping the show up. There's a bad echo that's starting to appear. That's it, Hardy Boy. Why don't you say goodbye, everybody?
Bye.
That's it. Goodbye.
That's it.
Better work on your promo skills, brother. Let me tell you something, brother. This
hope
is the end of the father-son WrestleMania show.
Enjoy WrestleMania.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. Cream of the crop. WrestleMania 33 starting in 6 minutes from now. Go watch it. Get that WWE Network. And we do not get paid for any of this.
We don't.
Take care, everybody. Time to hang up.